Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. We have such a special show for you today because, as you know, I was recently knighted, and one of the reasons I was knighted is for my humanitarian service. And so there are so many charities and organizations that I support wholeheartedly, and it's never often enough that I have an opportunity to share with you some of the amazing work that's being done out there and some of the amazing, amazing, amazing people that are in the process of really opening the doors and opening your hearts to truly a better world of unfolding into this unlimited life that we are longing for. So at the top of the show, we have a very special guest talking about a new organization that was actually just recently brought to my attention, and I just thought, what a beautiful idea, and I so wanted to share it with you. And have you have the opportunity to, in your hearts, understand what's possible out there on the planet and humanity? And then I want to talk about, if you have an organization, how you can get it out there in a better way, how it can get funded easier, the different tools and techniques and ways that truly you can draw people to your organization. And so more people are touched, more people are informed, more people are aware, and more good can happen on the planet. So I am so excited to welcome our very first guest, which is Neely Sinai Nathan, and we are talking about an incredible organization that they spell K-E-F, and we are going to talk about what that is and the amazing, incredible, profound, groundbreaking work that's being done today. Neely, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No, this is, for me, it's such a pleasure. And I just wanted to say, and I know today that we are talking about the charity and we're talking about this amazing organization, but you are a senior mortgage banker, right, at Pinnacle.
Right.
And so it is in your nature to help people. Like, I know, even in just meeting you and in the way that you talk to people and treat people, and the way that you listen, and the way that you care. And so something will definitely bring you back in just so you can talk about your business and how you help people in all of these business ways. And I know today we're specifically focusing on the organization, but I just wanted to tell you, you know, how proud I am and honored to know you, because you really are such a super and a spectacular person. So.
Oh, thank you. Likewise, that's very sweet of you. Thank you so much. Yes, I got it. Let me tell you about KEF Cinema. KEF, K-E-F, means fun in Hebrew. And the woman that had this vision for KEF Cinema is Sue Lieberman, who's a producer at the Jewish Life TV. And it was really her vision. She lived on a kibbutz in northern Israel for many, many years, and she was a teacher there, so she knows the area very, very well. And her vision, she was also a casting director and a producer, and her vision, she was driving down the road in her rent-a-car, and her vision, you know, driving down this village in the western Galilee near the Mediterranean Sea, are these little towns, and there's Jewish Jews, Arab Muslims, Arab Christians, and other ethnic groups all living in this area together. And as she was driving through the town, she was thinking, her vision was, wow, I would love to bring all these people together, especially the kids and the youth, the teens, through film and filmmaking. And that was her dream, and that was her vision. And all of her friends, we've all, you know, gathered around her to support her to see the launch of the very first fundraiser, the very first event. It's very important for many reasons. It is happening this Sunday at the Melrose Improvisation. It starts at 5:30, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But back to her vision, KEF Cinema is going to be a three-month program where these teens, it's open to anybody and everybody, can learn through workshops of writing scripts and then going on and how to produce the script. And I just thought it was so fantastic, because anyone that's ever worked on a film set or even visited a film set feels and witnesses the camaraderie that you have in it. You can't help it. You're working so closely with people. You become like a family. And I just love the idea, because I just think that Film opens up a lot of perspectives and a lot of attitudes, but the most important thing is that it creates friendships. And through these friendships, if we can get the young people to have in their hearts and in their soul these friendships, I think it's really going to leave an impact on them as they grow and mature into adults and become citizens and leaders. So that's why I think it's a very, right? It's a very important cause.
It's
and if
everyone
can come out, so you could buy the tickets at the door. If you mention Improv Kef, you get tickets for only $15 at the door. And we have a lineup of great comedians, and we're honoring a lot of people. So I think it's going to be really fun, fantastic, and hopefully it'll change the world, even if it's
absolutely.
A little bit.
And as we're talking, you know, we have an international audience. So we have people from Brazil and people, you know, from South Africa and Malta that are listening to this, and France, and people that are listening from our nation, from Virginia and from Florida. And so I'm sure, you know, that they would love to be at the Improv on Sunday, you know, but just logistically. And so one of the things that I absolutely love about this organization, and you can go to www.kefcinema.org. That's www.kefcinema.org. And their motto is celebrating work and celebrating life. And one of the things that I was just astounded by is it talks about how the Jewish and the Arabs and the Muslim and the Arab Christian all live just a kilometer from one another. It's a kilometer that separates them. And that, to me, is absolutely astounding. And the fact that they take the various ethnic groups of teens that coexist in this region, and that they bring them together. And one of the things that I thought was so beautiful on the website, it says that creativity knows no boundaries. It's oblivious to language and to borders, and it transcends
absolutely
time and space. And
absolutely.
I mean, and to work with 13 and 7-year-olds, and one of my most passionate memories was I had the opportunity to see Tangier Day. I don't know if you're familiar with Tangier Day, but it was the winner, one of the TED Talk winners. And it was a girl who had a vision and a dream of creating a cinematic, you know, extravaganza around the world. And Sony was a sponsor. And they went into these remote villages in these third world countries, people that didn't have shoes, people that didn't have bowls, people that didn't have floors. And they gave them these little cameras. And in their language, they told them to make a little movie about hope or family or love or joy or whatever the word was. And then they went back and they collected all these videos and they put together a little video on love around the world and joy. And it was everybody's little video. I mean, sometimes joy is just, you know, sharing a sunrise or sharing your food or making someone laugh or playing stickball. And then they had it simultaneously broadcast here in the United States as well as in London in different countries. So it was in the middle of the night in some countries, and it was the most beautiful event. And here are people across the world from one another. I can't imagine what people could do that live in the same village. People that every day they see each other and they have the innate ability to come together and to create something beautiful that there was any hope or joy or love or friendship.
Exactly. The motto should be put down your guns and pick up cameras instead, right?
It's just beautiful. And how did you get involved with the organization?
Oh, well, I've known Sue Lieberman for a long time, and she said, we had breakfast one day, and I said, well, you know, I don't really want to get involved in anything political, and because I'm not political. And she's like, well, this isn't political. This is about the kids. And then she said something that really resonated with me. She says, by the way, we believe that peace will not come from governments, but by the people, through the people. And that really resonated with me, because if you look back at what our generation has done, they failed. Our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, you know, governments trying to solve people's peace problems hasn't worked. And that really resonated with me, because I thought, Yeah, it has to start with friendships, and it has to start with fresh minds that don't have these preconceived notions already. And so she got me hooked just by saying that one sentence, and I agreed to volunteer, and I've been a volunteer, and I helped get her some of the honorees, which are really exciting. One of the honorees is Dr. Mary Shuttleworth, who's the founder and CEO of Youth for Human Rights International. And you can go and Google Youth for Human Rights International. They go all over the world and educate and teach people about human rights. Now, her son is going to be accepting her honoree, and he is Tyrone Lexton. And I don't know if you know him, but when he was 19 years old, he created the music video United. And that video, hold on, I have some of the facts for that. That video, United, everyone can Google it, is a music video. It's an educational tool to promote peace and tolerance, and it had a world tour covering 4 continents, 13 countries, and it was seen by 50 million people. So these, you know, this mother and son partnership, they are really dedicated to humanitarian causes and freedom for all people all over the globe. So we're very excited to honor Dr. Mary Shuttleworth. And another one of our honorees is Cass Warner, who I'm sure you know the name. She is the granddaughter of Harry Warner, who's one of the co-founders of Warner Brothers. And Ms. Cass Warner is a producer, and she's carried the torch by opening up her own studio called Warner Sisters. I thought that was really great. And she also has a foundation of her project, which is Dream Factory, and she works with youth trying to inspire them to follow their dreams. So these are two wonderful ladies that we're going to honor, as well as, I'm going to tell you who else. I don't know if you know Waleed Zwart, who his movie Omar was nominated for an Academy Award this year.
So wonderful.
Yeah, so people can look that up, Omar, the film Omar. So we're honoring him, and let me see who else here. And then what we're doing is we're having a lineup of comedians. And again, if you want to know more about the show, you can go to hollywood.improv.com. Okay,
I'm sorry, scroll down. Hang on a second.
Do you want me to give it
It's just a little tainty in listening to you. So it's hollywoodimprov.com?
No, hollywood.improv.com.
Okay.
And on the right-hand side,
hollywood.improv.com,
right. And on the right side is upcoming shows. So you scroll down and you click where it says Comedy Kef with Avi Lieberman. So now let me tell you about our comedians. And then you can purchase tickets there. When you proceed to check out, you want to use the code IMPROVCAF, and you'll get it for $15. So some of the comedians we're having Avi Lieberman, and we're also having Mark Schiff. We're also having Maria Shahata. Did you see all the people here?
It's a wonderful, incredible lineup.
Yeah.
And so if you are in the Los Angeles area, if you are in the San Diego area or the Orange County area, if you are in California, make your way to the show on Sunday. And if you are not, just because you live in Paris and somewhere spectacular, you happen to be in some gorgeous place, or wherever you are, a vacation with your family, business in your life, or Sunday happens to be your 50th wedding anniversary or whatever that is, if unfortunately Sunday you cannot join us, then certainly you can go to the website. And also, it gives you amazing information. It tells you how it will supply the youth, the Israeli, the Jewish, the Arab, between the ages of 13 to 17, access to film professionals in the form of master classes, facilities, equipment, and guidance through film production, and the process in the hopes that each group, when finished with this project, will have created a cinematic expression really meaningful to them, and that their advisory board is just amazing. It consists of film professionals from all aspects of filmmaking. I even saw choreographers on there, and as a dancer, I was so excited to see choreographers on there who will serve as advisors to teach the master classes, to aid in the distribution of the film, the finished film project, and the advisory board also aids in the establishment of an international youth film festival, which would act as an outlet for all of the projects, as well as projects by youth around the world. So it's
a collective creative experience, right? Well, it's not so much a film festival. It's a film workshop for 3 months. The festival, you know, that might be the byproduct of it, but the idea is to get them in these workshops to begin creating script and story and working closely together and collaborating and to create something that is uniquely theirs that will leave a lasting impression upon them for a lifetime.
Absolutely. But I know that it says on the website that they are creating that youth film festival, and so I know that that's great as they're stepping in a ladder of creating the programs, creating the films, and then creating an outlet in the space for them to be shared around the world. And I just think it's such a wonderful vision and such a wonderful dream, and it's a fabulous opportunity for people that are looking for, okay, it's tax season, and I need a write-off, and where can I do the most good? And I know we're all looking
right
at where can we do the most good. And you know, our youth is always the most good, whether we are, you know, feeding the hungry children or whether we are educating our children or whether we are taking children and being able to provide a way in which there's no longer prejudice and there's no longer borders and there's no longer boundaries and there's no longer lines and that they can live their creative dreams, that this is the most good. And so those of you that are listening to the show today, this is such a wonderful organization, and there's no better creative experience than sound and film production. It's self-expression. It's a spirit of cooperation, and people learn to respect each other and each other's opinions and talents, and they learn how to work under pressure, and they learn how to cooperate, creative
right
arts. I know that the website says it helps them develop a sense of maturity and self-control, as well as self-expression.
Right.
And I love those things together. Maturity, self-control, and self-expression. Who wouldn't want their teenager to learn
those things?
It's like every teenager around the world should be brought into this class.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes, but it's true. It's very true, and it's hard work. And it's, when you're on a set, it does. You have to listen and cooperate. Absolutely. So can you imagine the beauty of it? All these different eyes, all this diversity coming together, looking through one lens. I just think that's amazing.
It's going to be just be beautiful. And I love it. And I'm just giving people the logistics as I'm looking at the website right now. It says how it will run on a two-track system. While one group is in development in the pre-production stage, the other will be in production and post-production, which I love that. So it's like a wheel of energy and life. And that each group will commit to 1 year's term, 3 months of development, followed by 2 months of prep and 4 to 8 weeks of production and 2 to 3 months of post-production. So literally, they are going from the nuts and the bolts, from the beginning of the idea of the creation to the finished project. That is beautiful, because that's different than just taking a writing class or a camera class, or this is they're actually going to be making these films.
Exactly. So the money, the donations will go to setting up the first phase, which is the, you know, equipment and supplies and feeding the kids and for some staff and definitely for the cameras and teachers. And so the money will get used. It will go to the right place with this charity, and it will get used immediately. So I think that's something worth mentioning as well.
Absolutely. So www.kefcinema.org. If you want to check out the organization, it's an amazing organization doing just really something so different, so groundbreaking, so necessary and needed in our planet and our world today, bringing our youth together to collaborate in a way and create together instead of being torn apart. And if you are here in our beautiful state of California in the USA, then Sunday night, boy, does this sound like a special event and certainly something, you know, worthwhile to go to. And you're going to enjoy the amazing talent and humor. The improv always provides the very best comedy, and some of our greatest stars and celebrities have been birthed from the improv, and that is where we have our laughter and our joy. And I think that's wonderful that that's how they're doing it, and so many celebrities will be there, and so many people that will be honored will be there, and certainly it marks a night of very special entertainment. But beyond that, it's special entertainment for a good cause.
Absolutely. We have some people like Beverly Todd, who was in Crash and Lean on Me. She's on our advisory board, and she's going to be there Sunday. She's a wonderful actress, great lady. And then I know of some other people, I think Ed Asner and Maria Conchita, and just a lot of, I don't really know all the list of who's going to show up. That's off the top of my head. Probably be a few more surprises as well. So it's going to be a really fun night.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful evening, and I thank you so much, you know, for bringing it to my attention, because one of the things that I strive to do is to always look for new organizations and for new causes and for new foundations to be able to bring to the foreground and the forefront and be able to share with people. And I think that most people just are not aware. And I know that when we look at where do we donate, because everybody knows that you're supposed to tip and that, you know, you want to give a portion of your income away to charity or in goodwill, and that creates the wheel of life, and you know, that's the giving and the receivership. And some people get stuck. They don't know. They say, okay, well, you've got the puppies at the SPCA, and then you've got the kids that need to go to camp, and then you've got the, you know, the children's foundations,
right.
And then, you know, you have our local church, and then you have the people who were in the tsunamis, and you know, and they don't know where to go and where to share.
Absolutely.
And where to care.
Yeah.
And where to give. And so for those of you that are listening to this show today, because we're also, you know, going to talk about just a couple other really worthy causes as well, is that, you know, listen to your heart. And oh my gosh, you know, if kids 13 to 17, you know, living in war zones in a country that's been torn apart can get together and
right.
create movies and create friendships
right.
and create a different world of what family is and joy is and love and hope is. And if that it sings and is a calling of your heart, then immediately go to this website and make a difference today. And if you're here, absolutely come out. Check it out. See what it's about. And so that's the thing, is that instead of doing nothing, let's look inside. Let's, you know, I want to bring all of these things right to your doorstep and say, these are all the infinite possibilities. That's why this show is Unlimited Life. And there's so many different ways that we can live an unlimited life. And there's so many different ways that we can give others around the world, like these kids, like this, these cultures, like this country, an unlimited life as well. And so I'm so impressed that you are working with this organization, and I am so pleased that, you know, that you brought this to my attention and that you said, Nicole, this is really something wonderful, and I would love to be able to talk about it on your show because it's special. And
it
I
is
can tell
special.
How
it,
you
it,
are.
It is. Yes, thank you so much, Nicole. I really appreciate you having me on. And I just want to one more time emphasize that we are non-political and we have no agenda. It's strictly to do film and art and help bridge the cultural gap for these teens. And that's it.
And isn't that wonderful to be able to say that, to say, because that's what it's about. It's so funny when you talk to kids because they don't have prejudice. Kids don't know borders or
right.
boundaries or line. They know friendship and joy
exactly.
and playing and happiness. And
what's
that great
friends.
Song from Into the Woods, Children Will Listen or whatever? It's only when we tell them that that's what they hear. And
right.
if we
and
tell
we,
them,
we have such a great diverse, I mean, the people that get it, that are buying tickets and are coming, are from all both sides of the aisle. I mean, it's just amazing because they're putting their notions aside. their ideas aside just for these kids, because they are the future. If we can't get to them, we're doomed. You know, it has to start with friendship. And I must say, think about it. If you have a friendship for life and if you feel good about yourself, you're not going to want to do anything negative, or you're not going to want to think or act out anything negative. It all begins with feeling good about yourself. And I know I have a teenage daughter who's turning 12, and I see her friends. A lot of these teens need an outlet to make them feel good, to give them self-esteem. So if you feel good, and when you're feeling good, you don't feel like harming anybody else, do you? You only want good for other people as well. So creating something in the art, in film, is a high. It's a natural high. You feel great. You know, there's a lot of love going around. I've worked in film production for many, many years as a script supervisor, and I have fond memories of the crew becomes your family. You don't care what their religion is, or you don't care about any of that. All you care about is we're here together for a month, 15 hours a day. We have this mission to complete this project, and we're family, and we're going to take care of each other, and we're going to work together and collaborate, and that bond and that friendship leaves an impression on you, and that's the hope and promise of KEF Cinema.
Oh, well, that was beautiful, and I thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy Saturday to be with us. And I so look forward just to watching this organization launch and fly, and the kids and the products and the films that they make. And I'm sure they're just going to be exquisite. And I look forward to seeing them really be stepping stones to changing humanity in the world, and how we love one another and how we see one another and how we can work together, and truly what the bond of friendship brings. So thank you.
Absolutely.
For this very special organization and this very special message, and certainly for being with us today. It's been such a joy.
And thank you, Nicole. I hope we see you there Sunday.
I look forward to it, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so
great,
much.
Great.
And we'll definitely have to have you back
invited,
on to talk
so.
About you and your world, okay?
All right.
So
thank you so much again, and I hope to see more of you soon.
Of course, Neely needs. Thank you. Wow, how very special and how very beautiful. It's interesting because one of my very favorite movies was made for TV, and it was called The Color of Friendship. And it was a movie that I cried through and cried through and cried through, and I've never cried through like a television school for made movie of the week type movie, and I could not stop sobbing. It was so beautiful, and it was so enriching, and then it did an Emmy sweep. It won like everything at the Emmys. So if you have an opportunity and you want to see a beautiful movie that actually shares and shows the friendship between two girls from two different cultures and the deep bond between the girls and how it's society that doesn't understand and society that tries to tear them apart, not the kids themselves. It's called The Color of Friendship, and I'm sure you could find it online, but definitely something worth looking at and something that really opened my eyes and, you know, in a very different way, and I'm sure it would do the same for you. And then, as promised, we had Doug Walsh on a couple weeks ago, and Doug Walsh from Get My Talk was sharing for speakers, for doctors, for anybody that stands in front of the room and does this incredible talk, and then people are always like jumping up and down with their hands saying, can I get those slides? And those slides are amazing. Or can I get a copy of that? Or can you repeat that? Or people are sitting there and they're typing feverishly on their little iPads, or they're writing like maniacs. And so he's developed a system called Get My Talk, in which you can stand in front of the room, and if it doesn't matter if you're a medical doctor, if you're a transformational speaker, if whatever it is that you are, if you are a professor at a university, and you can say, okay, since you have your phone in your hand, take out your phone and simply type 55678, whatever the number is that you would type. And for me, like, the message is Nicole. So if you type in right now, take out your phone and hit 55678 and text to 55678. And on the message, you just said Nicole, and N-I-C-O-L-E is the message, and just hit send. Then all of a sudden, this entire show that we're doing right now and all of my past archive shows over the past few years, you can get right into the palm of your hand. magical. So you don't have to write like crazy. You don't have to be typing like crazy. You don't have to do anything to dissuade your attention from the presentation, because you can get everything in the presentation right in the palm of your hand. So we talked about, okay, what if we could do that for people that are trying to donate? So we were talking about on the television show that I'm on just recently, Streaming for the Soul and Transforming Their Times, and we were doing vets on the set, and it was for vets to be able to work in film production. And I said to Doug, can we, will you, is it possible for us to do, you know, text 55678, the message vets on set, and people can donate immediately to the vets on the set. In that moment, they can donate. And he said, absolutely, let's do it. And the results were amazing. So if you are out there and you have a charity, you have an organization, you're up there and you're speaking for the American Cancer Foundation, Leukemia, or for Children's Foundation, or whatever your cause is, like we're just talking today about the KISS Cinema, and you can stand up and say simply, while you're there, audience, enjoying this beautiful show, simply text 55678, and the message is whatever your cause is. And in that moment, people in the audience that are enraptured by the show, that are moved by the presentation, that are touched by the video, or the children, or the people that are up there, in that moment, they can donate, and that money goes right to that cause. So if you have a cause and you are looking for an amazing, amazing, amazing way to be able to streamline that, the funds into you, then go to Get My Talk online. You want to talk to Doug Walsh and ask him how to go ahead and set that up for your organization. It is simple, it is easy, and one of the most efficient ways I can imagine to be able to be standing on stage at a presentation and being able to have somebody donate to your cause, as well as if you are ever in front of the room and you're ever doing a presentation and you want people to be able to take that presentation home in the palm of their hand, then also Doug Walsh from Get My Talk can do that as well. And I mean, for me, I absolutely love this technology. It's amazing. It's incredible. Another technology for your charity, which is just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful technology, is streaming, video streaming, which is now very popular in a wonderful way. And I know for myself, I'm part of the Pachamama Alliance, which you have heard me talk about very often, and if this is your first time joining the show, the Pachamama Alliance is an organization I've been involved in many years. It's one of my very favorite organizations in the world, and their mission statement is to create an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling, and socially just human presence on a planet. Let me say that again, an environmentally sustainable and spiritually fulfilling and socially just human presence on our planet. Amazing, amazing, amazing mission. And once a year, they have this incredible lunch that's held at Four Mason up in San Francisco, and they have people come from all over the world, from more countries than I could possibly name or count, come to this luncheon. I think they're up to like 2,000 people coming to the luncheon. The luncheon is free. That's right. And every single bit of food is blessed before it is served to you. There, and people talk about the astounding work that's being done around the world, saving our rainforests, saving our children, saving our families, saving our ecosystem. It's amazing. But, and, if you say but and all those things, it is streamlined throughout the world. So you can be in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. You can be wherever you are in the world, and you could be at the lunch as if you were sitting right there in a chair. You do not miss a thing. And so if you are looking, if you have an event and you want to streamline it so people in other states, in other countries can see your event, can see your charity, even if you're doing a walk, you know, with the kids for the March Dimes or something, and you want other people to be able to see that child cross that line, or whatever the victory is, or whatever it is that's being done for that charity, for that event, you want someone to see the seals, these animals that have oil, whatever it is, and you want that to be able to, not just you standing on the ridge, being able to look at this wildlife, but you want to be able to share for the world, streaming is a way to go. And one of the best companies that I know to streamline is a company called Absolute Live Productions, and that is Absolute Live Productions, and just unbelievable. You want to talk to somebody named Dave Rosen? He is amazing. He is the head of Absolute Live Productions, and as far as streaming charities around the world, streaming foundations around the world, he is the go-to guy because he also created the donate.com, and so he works with charities. He also films celebrities and their causes for streamingforthesoul.tv. So that is a TV show, Celebrities and Their Causes, on streamingforthesoul.tv. And so if you have a cause and you have a celebrity that represents you and you would like them to do a shout-out and say, this is why I chose this particular organization, this is why my heart is here, this is why my time is dedicated, this is why my funds have been funneling in here, this is why I chose this particular charity or foundation over another one, and you would like one of your spokespeople or celebrities to come on television and to say that and have that broadcast or streamlined throughout the world, they can also do that as well. So if you are interested in celebrities and their causes, if you have a cause you would like to have noticed, please send me an email and let me know at Nicole and Nicole Brandon Worldwide.com, Nicole at NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. I am happy to get you the information. Any way I could help a cause, I am always, always, always happy to do that. So, again, get my talk. It's Doug Waltz, if you would like, from on stage, people to be able to donate right from their phones, and Absolute Live Productions, if you are looking for streamlining your charity or foundation to be able to get a broader audience viewership and recognition. Those are two amazing, amazing, amazing ways to go. And then now, one of the charities that I am very most involved with, and that is the Los Angeles Beautification Team. And so the Los Angeles Beautification Team is something that I came on to several years back, and I came on a fluke. Honestly, it was a fluke. I had a friend of mine that was working with the Los Angeles Beautification Team. At that time, it was known as HBT. They were the Hollywood Beautification Team. And one of the board members was very ill, and they really needed his assistance and able to make this gala happen. And my friend came to me and said, this man is very sick, and he was doing a lot of the writing, and is there any way that you can jump in and help before the event? I said, sure, I'm happy to. And once I realized what this organization was, I fell so madly, deeply in love. I mean, I became a child of this organization in absolutely every way. So the organization is the organization that takes the graffiti off all the buildings. They're the ones that plant the trees in the poor neighborhoods. And not only do they plant trees in poor neighborhoods, they have the kids help plant the trees, and they bless them, and they name them, and it's the most beautiful ceremony you ever saw. They also offer free trees. So if you are any resident, you can call, and they will bring a free tree to your house as long as you take care of it, and you tell them if it's in the shade, in the sunshine, if a kid's going to hang a swing from it, they will bring you a tree. They also have safe passage programs for kids that are leaving schools to make sure they don't get picked up by gangs. They have community programs, environmental programs. They do absolutely everything. They work with the park systems. They work with the school systems and the playgrounds. And during 9/11, they tied a ribbon around every tree for a life that was lost. It was the most breathtaking and thing that I've ever seen. And then they had ceremonies with the doves flying over and with the, you know, the children's choirs and the flyovers from the military, and just absolutely, absolutely spectacular. And so the Los Angeles Beautification Team was given a building, and which is rare for a charity or foundation to be given its own building. But when the mayor cut the ribbon, he said, when you look at an organization, you always want to see where does the money do the most good. And obviously, this is the most good. And so we were granted and gifted a building, and now if you have an environmental program to teach, if you want to teach anything home gardening, community programs, the building is available to you. So it's here in Los Angeles on Cherokee Boulevard near Hollywood Boulevard. Now, if you are in another state or another country, why I'm mentioning this is because you can do this too. This little organization that started in a room that was the size of a broom closet, and all they wanted to do was take the graffiti off the walls, to beautify the city, to plant some trees. And this little organization now has this gorgeous building, and they have literally changed the face of Los Angeles, Hollywood. People would have that vision and the dream of going to Hollywood and the fame and the stars and the walk and how beautiful it was and the palm trees, and they would get here and it was like gangs. And now people come to Hollywood and it looks like the magic they envisioned it. So your city, if you're in the Midwest, if you are in the Mideast, if you are no matter where you are, listening to this phone call, listening to this show, wherever you are, you can do this as well. And there are grants to do that. You don't even have to spend your own money to do this. But we have Jeffrey Collins, who is our green architect, got a grant for the city. And the city of Venice, which is a local city in Los Angeles, he went ahead and he got a grant to be able for the little medians in between the roads to make them into gardens and beautify the city, and it became this fascinating community project. So you can get a grant, and it's so easy because the city offers trees. You might not even know your city offers trees. All you have to do is go to your city council and find out. You can beautify your city. It is so easy to do and so just absolutely worthwhile to be able to change the face of the city by bringing a community together and being able to say, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had plants and if we had trees and if, you know, we had artwork and gardens and whatever that is and programs for our youth. And so if you want any information on the Los Angeles Beautification Team, you can go online or the HBT, or you can always contact me. And if you want ideas of how you can do it in your own neighborhood, in your own area, please let us know, even if that's from, you know, collecting rainwater, whatever it is that we can help you do in your area to beautify your city, to be able to sustain your city, to be able to make it a fabulous, incredible, magical place to live. We want to help you do that because it's part of you living an unlimited life. And now if you are here in the Los Angeles area, you just heard about this incredible event this Sunday at the Los Angeles Improv, which is for www.kefcinema.org, which is for the KIF Foundation, which is for youth, to be able to bring multicultural, multi-races together, to be able to create incredible movies. And the Los Angeles Beautification Team event is coming up as well, and that is May 28th. So if you are somewhere else, if you are not in the state of California and you are not in America and would like to fly in for the Los Angeles Beautification event, you have plenty of time now. It is May 28th, 2014, depending on when you're listening to the show, May 28th, 2014 at the Globe Theater at Universal Studios. It is a black tie gala event. Paula Poundstone, one of our favorite comedians, is being honored by Lily Tomlin. We have so many celebrities that have been working with this organization, Pierce Brosnan and Mamie Smart and Melissa Gilbert and Nat Asner and Ed Bagley Jr. and on and on. It is just, it's a luscious, gorgeous organization. And this year, the Dodgers Foundation is being honored, and just so special. So if you're interested in attending May 28th at the Globe Theater at Universal Studios in Los Angeles, that is for the Los Angeles Beautification Team event and gala, and would absolutely, absolutely love for you to be there to join us, and it will be streamlined. So if you cannot attend in person and you are interested and being able to watch it from the comfort of your own home in whatever state or country you are, we can absolutely make that possible and available to you. So if you're interested in the streamline of the Los Angeles Beautification Team event on May 28th and watching it from wherever you are in the world, please just make sure to contact me at nicole@nicolebrandonworldwide.com. I am happy to get you the information. It's going to be such an amazing and such an incredible, incredible event. And then top news happening right now is that The Ultimate Life is now becoming a television show. And so we are launching in May, and I will keep you posted on the launch, but we're very excited. And all of the guests that you've been listening to over the past few years, you'll be able to get on TV or on your computer online, and it's just been amazing. And I can tell you the guests that we have had on the radio over the past few years, I've been bringing them in one at a time from wherever they are in the world and wherever they are in the country. They have blown away the film crew, because the film crew, this is all new information, how to lead an unlimited life. And they're sitting there, and all of our guests, you know, Dr. Lise Dunnell and Dr. Paul Sheely, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, and all of these people who have flown in and have done these shows, they just have knocked it out of the park. I mean, the film crew is so astounded. They're like, please, you know, can we do another show with that person? Can they come back? Can they do more information? How do you do that? And how do you photo read 35,000 words a minute? And how do you do this? And how do you be stress-free? And I mean, it's been amazing. The film crew is so excited, and we are so excited to bring you this information through television and through the online process. And so I will keep you posted and share all that information. If you want any information about being a guest on the program, please contact me. I am always open and happy to new medicine, technology, alternative healing, and ways to lead truly, as you know, an unlimited life. There's also streamingforthesoul.tv, which is a new network coming to you online. So that is streamingforthesoul.tv. And on that network, you will find Transforming the Times, which is Susan Strassauer's show. And it's really a lovely show. You will find celebrities and their causes also on streamingforthesoul.tv. And you will find one of my shows, which is a relationship show called Happily Ever After. And Happily Ever After will be launching first of next month. So make sure that you go to streamingforthesoul.tv and you can see their program lineup, but you can see Transforming the Times with Susan Strassauer. You can see celebrities and their causes. You can see Happily Ever After with Dame Nicole Brandon, and certainly they have other hosts that are just equally as riveting, as amazing, as talented. They're fabulous. Their information is just mesmerizing, and I'm so excited to be part of the streamingforthesoul.tv family. So all of that is coming up, and it's just fabulous and magical, wonderful, and I so look forward to sharing with you. And then here locally, as we're talking about local charities in Los Angeles, I wanted to make sure that I talked about One Voice. And One Voice, of course, feeds all the families under poverty level. And so if you were looking to be part of One Voice, you know, please, it is just, for me, when I went at Christmas, and they have all of these families that are under poverty level, and all of these kids who have nothing. They don't have shoes. They don't have coats. They don't have, I mean, it's, we don't even understand poverty. It's just, I mean, I know that they, One Voice has an Adopt a Family program, and we went to this one house, and there was a box of towels, and this little boy grabbed a towel out of the box, and he said, "Is this a pillow? I've never had a pillow before." And we're like, "No, this is a towel." But he obviously had never had a towel before either, which was just amazing to me. And we talk about the refrigerators being bare. These people, they don't have refrigerators. They don't have anything. They don't have beds. They don't have tables. They don't have chairs. They don't have bowls or forks or plates. They have nothing. Nothing. So if you are looking to donate a family, if you just one family, you want to help with something like a pillow, a towel, a pencil, you know, a bowl, then go to One Voice. And if you want to volunteer for the food giveaways, which to me is just amazing, these kids at Christmas, I watched them. They came in and everybody hugged them. Some of these kids have never been touched. They've never been touched. You go to hug them and they're like, they just shut up because they don't even know hugs. And some of them just throw their arms around you so fiercely tight, they never, ever, 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 ever want to let you go. And then they get fed, and then they can have their face painted. They're balloon animals. They have my favorite part, which is reindeer. They have reindeer. I always think this is the reindeer. They get books in whatever language they speak. They have books that they can get. And then they go inside, and they get to see Santa Claus. And then after they see Santa Claus, then they're given toys for the family, and then they're given food for quite some time for the family, and they're assisted in getting that food home. And I can tell you, it is one of the most joyous and tearful days of your life if you help volunteer there, because to watch these families and to watch how much this means and to watch how every little thing from a hug to a smile to seeing a reindeer. And they were telling about this one little boy that when they said to the kids, you know, like, do you know who's inside? And all the kids always get so excited, and they say, who? And they say Santa Claus, and then the kids get more excited. And this one little boy, they said, do you know who's inside? And he shrugged, and he said, no. And they said, Santa Claus. And he just sort of stood there. And then they went through the whole day where, you know, he got food, and his face was painted, and he balloon animals, and he saw the reindeer, and he got some books, and he went and he saw Santa, and then they got toys, and then they got food, and then they were leaving, and the mother came over, and she said, I'm so sorry, I just wanted to apologize. She said, I didn't want you to think that my little boy was rude, that when you said Santa was inside, he didn't know who that was. He doesn't know what Santa is. And so since we never told him, he had no idea how to react. And our hearts broke when he said that. It absolutely, our hearts absolutely, absolutely broke. And so One Voice is an amazing organization. So if you are here in California, reach out to One Voice or look in your local area for an organization that has adopt-a-family programs, or that in a way in which there are feeding families, not just homeless, but homeless is amazing too, but if you're feeding families under poverty level and you've got these families with these little kids and they have no idea, you know, even how to get a box of cereal to be able to feed their family. They have no idea where food is going to come from and where money is going to come from for food. And these kids have nothing. Everything that you give them, they appreciate. So that's a wonderful organization to take a look at. And then one of the other organizations I love being associated with here is called Challenge Air. And you can find Challenge Air everywhere. You can find them in Texas. You can find them in Arizona. You can find them out of the country. And Challenge Air is made up of a lot of really wonderful, open-hearted pilots that care about the world. And what they do is they take kids that are handicapped on wheelchairs or kids that are terminally ill, or kids, and these kids that are in wheelchairs or walkers or they're crippled and they have limitations, so they think, and you know Unlimited Life is all about being unlimited, and they take these kids up in the airplanes and they let the kids fly the planes, and the kids get to fly, and the joy on their faces when they are flying. They actually let them go with little controls and fly, and to not have any boundaries or borders, to not have any place where they are stopped, is just the most exhilarating, entertaining, fascinating thing you can ever see. And so if you are a pilot and you are listening to this show, no matter where you are in the world, you can offer your gift, your time, your talent, your plane, even if you just have a little plane or whatever, a local plane for your family, go to Challenge Air, and you can take a kid up in your plane and change that child's life. You can make a dream come true. You could take a child that believes he has limitations and change his consciousness and thought until he is unlimited, because there are no limitations in space. And to me, this is just one of the most phenomenal charities and programs out there. So that is Challenge Air. Everyone should be helping support that. And even if you don't know a child that's handicapped or special needs or is crippled and you're not a pilot, go volunteer, because I can tell you, being on the ground and helping put a child in a plane who is afraid and who has restrictions, and then when they come back down and you're helping take the child out of the plane, and you see a smile that you have never seen before. They are the largest smiles and glee beyond comprehension of the word glee, and that alone could change your life as an individual to understand that an unlimited life is really possible. And we really do have a way to break through barriers and break through borders and break through any wall or any hurdle or anything that's standing in our way. So truly just amazing, fantastic. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And then, of course, one of the other foundations that I work with, you know, since that every fiber of my being is supporting, which is the amazing Gray Foundation. And that is little boy Gray, who, you know, is a survivor of just so much. I mean, he, if you go to his website and you see what this little boy has conquered and has gone through, and not only that, but he has become a spokesperson around the world. And he has become a hero around the world as a small child. And he cares more about other children. He has done more to open doors and to help children around the planet. And his organization, his foundation, is something that you only have a penny, put a penny into the Amazing Gray Foundation, because that's really an organization and a child that is doing so much good in this world. And I remember that I went to see him couple years back at the March of Dimes walk, and I was so excited because he was going to be able to walk, and there was a great deal of time when he couldn't, and still when he can't, and but this particular time in his life, he was able to stand and walk, and I wanted to watch and support him. And I had a sundress on and heels, and I came to watch him, and he came and he grabbed my hand, and he said, "Let's go." He wanted me to walk with him, and so I did the March of Dimes walk with him in my sundress and in my heels, and as we walked, and he kept saying to me, "Not finishing is not an option. Not finishing is not an option. There are kids that need us. We have to show them that this can be done." And still in my life, you know, whenever I have something that I think is insurmountable, I think about little Grayson grabbing my hand and saying, "Let's go," and telling me that, you know, not finishing is not an option. And there are people that need us. And so I'm so emotional as I talk about it, but that's what it's all about. It's about sharing your heart, sharing your life, sharing your world in a profound and different and new way. And so today we heard of a great new organization that's out there, one that's doing amazing work with teens. If you're interested in attending the Los Angeles Beautification Team Award event, please let me know. If you're interested in being streamlined to you, let me know that as well. Challenge Air, wherever you are, the Amazing Gray Foundation, and certainly if you have a charity or foundation you are interested in, you know, bringing on to celebrity or their causes on the TV show or talking about, I am always open to share your heart, your ideas, your vision, your passion for a better world and an unlimited life. This is Nicole Brandon wishing you an amazing, amazing week, and may every unlimited life dream come true.